Hey girl, it's Emily. I'm so excited to be celebrating 400,000 downloads of Habit Hack Your Health, and I'm celebrating with you. So, our signature program, the Healthy Habits Accelerator, our quarter audio masterclasses, my one-on-one clients, and the guests that you all and I have personally learned from over these past few years has started a movement focused on why women have to do habits differently. And it's building confidence from the inside out for you and the other habit hackers in our community. I want to be able to reach more women in our movement, and that's where I need your help. To celebrate 400,000 downloads, I want to give away my signature program, the Healthy Habits Accelerator, paired with a one-on-one coaching call. Now, the way we're going to do this is to leave a review. The more reviews that we receive of the show, the more women it will reach. So let's celebrate and do this giveaway. To enter, I just need you to leave a written review in iTunes and screenshot it. Share your review on Instagram on your stories and tag me at EmilyNichols22. Or if social media isn't your thing, please email it to me at hello@emily-nichols.com. It's all linked in the show notes. This is all well worth over $1,000, totally for free if you win. This will make a huge impact on your healthy habits sticking and you finally stop dieting, but you also get to help us make an impact on more women by helping to bring more of them to the podcast. So this starts April 23rd, and the contest ends Sunday, the 28th. Go leave your review right now while you're listening. It literally takes just 1 minute to write it out and what you love about the show. I'll even encourage you to make this a habit to do for other shows that you love as well. So thanks for hanging with me for 400,000 downloads, and here's to many, many, many more together. Good luck entering the giveaway. Let's get into the show. Hey girl, are your healthy habits all over the place or non-existent? Do you wish you could find true food freedom, move your body for joy, and really just talk a little nicer to yourself? If you have tried to habit hack your health, but the strategies you've tried just haven't worked for you in your busy lifestyle, then this podcast is for you. Hey, I'm Emily Nichols, habit and fitness coach, behavior change specialist, and Taco Tuesday enthusiast. Hey, I'm here to tell you there is an easier way than what we've been taught about our health and our habits. How do I know? Well, because I've transformed my own life through habit hacking, and now my family gets the best of me, and I now help my clients do the same. I'm now going to teach you how to create healthy habits in less time, guilt-free for all seasons of your life. It's not your fault your habits haven't worked, my friend. We just have to do them differently. So, are you ready to feel empowered and transform your habits and life? Then let's do this. Hey gang, welcome to Habit Hack Thursday. I hope you're having a great day. You're gonna notice over the next couple of weeks on Habit Hack Thursday, we're gonna have a Thanksgiving theme. Y'all, if you joined us in the Healthy Habit Reset, you got to get early access to our Black Friday deals. Friend, I'm going to extend this to you. If you weren't able to join us in the Healthy Habit Reset yesterday, you can still sign up at bit.ly/healthyhabitreset. You'll get the emails with all of the replay and the special discounts and bonuses. I'm so pumped. So I'm going to keep this episode short and sweet because I know this time of year we can feel a little busy. And I really want to talk about food freedom at the holidays, in particular Thanksgiving, and not having shame or food rules on Thanksgiving. I want to share a little story with you. So I used to have this mentality on Thanksgiving or Christmas or any type of holiday for that matter, that I was going to go all out, right? Like I needed comfy pants because I was going to be bloated by the end of this meal, right? I ate all the foods, especially desserts. I have such a sweet tooth. But then the next day, I just don't feel physically well. You know that feeling where you're overstuffed? I wasn't satiated. I was overstuffed and I just did not feel well. And I was simply eating just to eat. I thought, okay, no food rules. Let's go crazy, right? Like mac and cheese, which
I love my mom's mac and cheese. I've talked about this on the show. I'm like, it's worth it, so I'm going to eat a bunch of it. I'm not a fan of pumpkin pie, but other desserts, gimme, 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 right? No food rules. Let's go crazy. Now, I do still believe in no food rules, but I also know going to extremes doesn't make me feel good physically. And what happens from there is it triggers me into shaming myself, and a vicious cycle starts really from Thanksgiving all the way to the new year, where no food rules. I'm going to eat all the things and I'm not going to feel very good. Okay, this is me personally, right? And over the past few years, I've really taken on my food freedom mentality, where it's like, well, why can't I just meet in the middle? And no shame around food for the food, and no rules for the holidays, meaning, you know, I'm not good or bad depending on what I ate, but I felt bad. And I told myself I was bad because of what I ate, and I would restrict. I would go all out, then restrict for a few days, and then, oh, another holiday party came up. Oh, it's Christmas time. It's like a 3-day ordeal anymore, right? I'm like, whatever, I got the new year to fall back on. It's a vicious cycle, right? And I'm just trying to be open and honest with you. So how about we have food freedom during the holidays and no shame instead? I have finally gotten to that point, and here's my biggest habit hack that I want to gift to you today, because I'm so grateful for you, that has made a difference for me during the holiday season and when it comes to food. Eat what you want, but slow down. Savor it. If it's worth it to you, if it's special, if it's part of the experience, right? It reminds you, maybe it's like your grandma's recipe for whatever, and you feel connected to her eating that dish that she created. Just freaking eat it. But be focused on the experience of it. Be focused on, I'm here with my family. I'm not restricting. And I'm not going crazy, like, well, no food rules, I'm going to go all out and then feel terrible physically and mentally the next day. No. I think a lot of the foods that are available to us during the holidays, they're wonderful. It's foods we don't eat all year round. So slow down. Savor it. That is way more empowered eating versus the other way, the extreme, right? I think you can make extreme one way or the other, like restrict or go all out. There is a middle ground, and I think it starts with slowing down, savoring it, and the experience of this time of year, and asking yourself, what does this food mean to me? That might sound corny, I don't know, but that has really helped me to slow down and not overeat and feel like crud the next day and not have like a shame cycle or spiral that goes until like the new year. Okay. So when you come from a place that's what food freedom means to me during the holidays. It's not about dieting. You can handle all the food with no shame that often comes during the holidays if you keep this in the forefront of your mind. It doesn't have to be one way, one extreme or the other. You can be right in the middle. And for me, that is true food freedom. Now, I can't leave you without one more additional habit hack or habit loop for you. You know, in our accelerator program, we have over 60 habit loops around mindset, movement, and food freedom to help you get a little more creative with creating habits that stick in your life, since women have to do habits differently. So here's a habit loop for you. If you're like, what's a habit loop? It is a cue, routine, reward. And I know oftentimes when a trigger for you or cue can be, I ate a meal, I feel like crap afterwards. The routine might be, I just keep going. The reward on the other side is you have a quick sugar high or sweet tooth or satisfaction or dopamine hit from eating something, but then later you don't feel so good. Or maybe you have feelings of like the cue, you ate something, the routine is you, or the cue is you go into the holidays, the routine is I eat all the foods and overstuff myself, and the reward on the other side, there is no reward. You feel like doo-doo, right? So next time, let's create a healthier habit around this, a new habit loop. So the cue is I'm sitting down for a holiday dinner. The new routine is I'm going to slow down savor it, enjoy it, think about the experience and the people I love and these foods that maybe I don't get to normally have. They're maybe part of your culture or tradition or just part of your family. And the reward on the other side is you got to enjoy your food without feeling guilt, without feeling shame, and be able to enjoy the holiday season where I know food is a big part of it, but with no food rules and no shame. And that, my friend, is true food freedom. So I hope you take this to heart. I hope you enjoy your holiday season and eat the foods you want in the way that you want to and need to, and enjoy the experience and have your own version of food freedom during the holidays. Okay, friend, I will catch up with you next week. So grateful for you.
Hey, girl, real quick before you go, did you know I have a secret podcast where I talk all about why most habit strategies don't work for us women? Spoiler alert, it's not our fault. Visit bit.ly/atomichabitsforwomen. It's linked in the show notes to access my secret podcast series and have your biggest aha moment about why and how women have to do habits differently. And if you love the podcast, the number one way you can thank me is to leave a rating and review in iTunes. That way more mamas can find the show. Love and appreciate you, friend. We'll see you next time.